Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
It was World War I, and Charles Perkins Strite wasn't in the thick of the action. But he was doing his duty as foreman at the Twin City Forge and Foundry in Stillwater, Minnesota, where they were producing munitions for the doughboys over in France. It was fast-paced work, done in a great din of machine noise, and all Strite asked of the factory's cafeteria was a slice of nicely browned toast. But the cafeteria worker's attention was diverted for a moment, and Strite's toast came out a nice shade of charcoal. Strite, being a mechanic, decided to do something about that. He designed the first automatic pop-up toaster. His Toastmaster debuted in 1921, and it was so simple to use. You set the knob to lighter or darker toast, push down the lever, and voila! A perfect slice of toast popped up, all on its own. Take that, cafeteria workers.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.